The Taoiseach is due to meet the country's four archbishops later this week to discuss the case to ease Level 5 restrictions on public masses, while the Minister for Health said he would be happy to ask NPHET again about possibly easing restrictions around religious worship. Adapting to the pandemic has been a challenge for religious leaders and their congregations. It has involved a move to online services, streaming on social media, and the introduction of web cameras. Our reporter Elaine Kyo has been examining if remote contact is enough and if the use of technology in religious settings is here to stay.
That song was chosen for the first dance by newlyweds Brian and Emma Flanagan. Brian is from Dublin originally, and early on the couple had spoken about live streaming their marriage from Louisiana. Then the pandemic arrived and guests could not fly to America, so they followed up with the church coordinator.
Yeah, no problem. She said, I will get the tripod out in front. I'll get the camera on and I'll make sure it's rolling. All you have to do is just share the Facebook page with your friends, just the link to it, and we'll live stream it on the day.
The Facebook live stream has been watched over 1,400 times.
People just started commenting, watching from Australia, watching from Thailand, watching from England, watching from North Dublin, watching from South Dublin. And then I've got friends that I went to secondary school with commenting on that I haven't talked to in years. And we're like, hey, also watching from North Dublin. I mean, people who I never would have even thought to have invited, they were still able to be there. They were still able to watch it in live time. It was just really cool.
We're now back to just an empty building with...
Reverend Stephen McNee is Minister of Bally Albany and Lennon Presbyterian Churches in County Monaghan. They also use Facebook and YouTube to make their services available online.
Lillian, as you're in the church here, you see that at the front we do have our screens. They were there beforehand. They're there to project words for our singing, the scripture readings, and also images for children when it comes to the children's address as we speak to them. But I've got some great men in the church here with technology, and they're able to set up using laptops and cameras to bring it all together. So whenever I'm standing at the front, they're at the back working away, and whenever I say let's sing, they can then press a few buttons and then music comes up and words come up on the screen as well. I use a green screen for the children's address, so having lots of colourful activities in the back behind me to communicate the God's love to people watching on.
Allahu Akbar!
Sheikh Dr. Omar Al-Qadri is chair of the Irish Muslim Peace and Integration Council and chief imam of the Islamic Centre of Ireland. He says internet use increased when restrictions were first introduced, but online is not the same as being able to attend your place of worship.
The lack of face-to-face meetings and means a lot. As human beings, we are, I think, you know, programmed in a way that we need social interaction. We need to interact with each other socially. And once that doesn't take place, virtual meetings can never be a substitute and an alternate for that. So I really hope that we go back to a state where the places of worship, because they are very essential, I believe, the services that places of worships, whether these are mosques, churches, or synagogues, or temples provide, are extremely significant and important. And they shouldn't be undermined. I hope that we can go back to a situation where these places of worship are open again.
Ireland and the United Kingdom.
They
Canada,
are the countries
Australia,
from where
Germany,
people
Spain,
were viewing
Indonesia,
the annual novena to St. Gerard Magella from St. Joseph's Redemptorist Church in Dundalk. Usually between 8 and 10,000 people would attend each of the 9 days in October, but this year it was completely online. Father Noel Kyo is the rector.
There's quite a lot of work in the technology side and making sure that things go out and run smoothly. The difference is that last year you would have been busy, sometimes exhausted, as you were doing this over 10 sessions a day, but you had all of that buzz of the people around you. And like, I know that there are people that, and they only see each other every year at St. Gerard Magella's Novena. And, you know, that carries you so much. Or when you're feeling, you know, tired or down, the next thing someone will come in that you know, knew a member of your family or that you haven't seen in years, and you have a cup of tea and sit down and enjoy. And I miss that terribly.
Gladys Ganiel is a research fellow in the Senator George Mitchell Institute for Global Peace, Security and Justice at Queen's University Belfast. Earlier this year, she surveyed faith leaders. One finding was that 70% of respondents agreed that they would retain aspects of their online ministries when restrictions on public gatherings were lifted.
Well, I think certainly the pandemic has accelerated the blending of religious practice. Now, some faith communities were already starting to think in this way and had provided live streaming, you know, particularly for shut-ins or people in nursing homes and this sort of thing. So it wasn't entirely off the radar, but I think the pandemic has created an opportunity where faith leaders now see the value and may even come to see an online element as essential to their ministries, because it does reach a wider audience and an audience that may, for various reasons, be unable to be present at a particular time. So I think certainly training for ministry and evangelization going forward, I mean, it will have changed utterly. There's no going back from this.
Also adapting to the changes brought by COVID were some of the parishioners in Dundalk who would usually have attended the Novena to St. Gerard Magella.
Yes, we came to say a prayer. We say a prayer every time we're due a baby. I started it with my first pregnancy, and I suppose it brings comfort to me to do it, you know, and I especially wanted to do it this year.
Oh, it's sad, but no, we're getting on the radio and we're getting on the television and we're getting it every day, so we have to go and do what's right.
It's just meeting people and everything, you know. You meet everybody here, you know. Yeah, you feel part of the community and part of everything.
Bit of Randy Newman ending that report by Elaine Keogh.